Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, nationalistic patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Welcome and welcome. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Well, it appears that Trump has arrived in Scotland. And he was there in Aberdeen, Scotland, to visit his golf course. And, well, they had a really awesome welcome for him right at his plane.
Yes.
They all showed up with their bagpipes and had fireworks going and very enthusiastic to receive him. And, well, of course, him being half Scottish, of course, they would
right.
be happy to have him there. And so it's just kind of cool. You'll notice that in the background that you can hear a Scottish version of a Journey song.
Yes.
being played on bagpipes, that I thought was really cool.
Right.
And so,
you know, he's loved around the world.
Oh, yeah.
He is loved and respected, despite what the left wants you to think. Despite what these leftist, woke, communist propaganda platforms like Vice, which is going bankrupt, along with the others, he's loved. He's loved and respected. People want him back in there. The world does.
Well, everybody that's not a communist loves him.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's truly the only people in the world that, I mean, are threatened by him are communists.
And if they don't love him, they at least respect him.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Even Xi, anybody that can make friends with Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Right. Especially when they were going back and forth with terms like Rocket Man and,
yes.
you know, and Trump saying, yeah, well, I've got a red button too, but mine works. Mine's
yes.
bigger and mine works. And, you
and
know,
Kim Jong-un respected that.
Yeah, exactly.
He respected a strong leader. He was fair. I mean, Trump was fair, but he was firm. And everybody knows where they stood with this current regime. They talk out of both sides of their mouths. They lie about everything. The whole world knows they're lying when they're talking.
And they're so morally corrupt and bankrupt that nobody has respect for that.
No. Nope. And that's why we're seeing all these countries exit this strong alliance. They're aligning themselves with China and Russia now and departing from the U.S. We're losing them. They're slipping through our fingers. And
that's right.
They no longer respect the United States. They're dumping the dollar. There's so much going on around the world where the United States is, well, right back to what we were talking about yesterday. Here comes the judgment. It's not like we don't deserve what's coming.
Well,
not
yeah.
the patriots, not you and I, not, you know, most of the people in the country. But, you know, how many times in the Bible, you know, were countries held accountable for the decisions those in leadership positions made, and
right.
everybody paid the price for it.
Right. Well, and that's a scary thing, considering what it takes for the whole of America to get mobile, you know what I mean?
Right.
And actually gear up and do something about it, because there's a big difference between America and, say, Germany or France. I mean, their area of existence is fairly small compared
yes, it
to
is.
I mean, the USA is massive. And so for anything, any major movement to happen and to coordinate and all be mobilized across such a huge expanse of land is right next to impossible.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, I was stationed in Germany. You could drive from one end to the other in 8 hours. I mean,
right.
in Texas, it's 8 hours between rest stops.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you're lucky to cross the corner of Texas in 8 hours.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, that's it's quite a feat to to think that, you know, what it would take to actually everybody get together and overthrow these people, because just the landmass, just the size of the landmass alone is staggering.
Yep.
And nobody really seems to notice that until, like in my book, I had researched the fact that 77% of the U.S. population all lives pretty much around our border on the oceans.
Yeah.
You know, all the major cities are pretty much on the oceans, and in cities in general. But the USGS actually stated that only 6% of the landmass is even developed.
Right.
And nobody seems to understand that either, that 94% of the USA is not even developed land.
Which China sees as needing to be colonized.
Yes, exactly. They're seeing dollar signs everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, speaking of China, we've got an update on a few of the things related to the upcoming battle. Last Friday, there were 38 Chinese warplanes and 6 vessels of the People's Liberation Army, Navy, detected around Taiwan, and the Taiwanese Defense Ministry is the one that is reporting that. And so this was last Friday.
Right.
And so that is all going on. I mean, it's building every day, right?
Yep.
And, you know, it was kind of interesting. I pulled up this article from American Military News, and it showed this picture of a Taiwan Air Force pilot that was spotted with a Winnie the Pooh, seriously, a Winnie the Pooh uniform patch at an apparent swipe at Xi Jinping. And so apparently the Taiwanese view and often refer to Xi as Winnie the Pooh, right? And so
we've been calling him Grandma Sea Cow, yeah, President 11.
Yep. And so they call him Winnie the Pooh. Well, so this Air Force pilot has this Winnie the Pooh patch, and it shows another like black and white bear punching Winnie the Pooh out, right?
Right.
So, you know,
those things are great for morale.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and this, you know, in the United States, our military is going so woke. I mean, well, in World War II, they had nose art. You know, it's the scantily clad women, you know, on the nose of all of our fighters and bombers,
or they were painted like sharks, or
right,
whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they just had some really creative stuff, and a lot of anti-Japanese, anti-German, whatever you want to call it, imagery, you know, on the aircraft,
right?
Even in Desert Storm, you know, they were writing. Of course, it made the press, it made the news. Saddam, this one's for you, right on the nose of a bomb, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't do that now. You can't. Mm-mm, no. That's unacceptable.
Well, see, that's where people fail to understand camaraderie and how to build morale.
Yeah,
and
it's called esprit de corps.
Exactly.
It's morale building. Yeah, yep. Now they want to do the opposite. They want to demoralize the troops. All these bombs have to have, you can only paint rainbows on them.
Well, no, the enemy wants to demoralize our troops,
right?
And that's how,
well, why the enemy's
why
in
they're
the gates.
So effective.
Right.
Yep, exactly. Well, and not only that, but now as bizarre as the last ones were, here we are tracking another unidentified balloon spotted off the Hawaiian coast.
Another baroon?
Another baroon. Well, and so it says that it crossed over the Hawaiian coast and is now heading toward Mexico, the Department of Defense has confirmed. And so, using newly established parameters for monitoring airspace, the DOD first detected the balloon on April 28th off the coast of Hawaii, floating at approximately 36,000 feet. And so it's unmanned, and its ownership remains unknown. Yeah, right, wink, wink.
Right.
Come on. Yeah, we didn't learn anything from the last, what,
right,
was it 3 or was it 4? You know,
that's probably just another ham club, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just ignore it. And, you know, and if it comes back across the United States, just let it go, you know.
Well, this was probably one of those balloons that was there when Trump was president.
Yes. It's just still circling the globe.
Somehow they got to point him out. Unbelievable.
Well, it was probably his fault, you know.
Well,
my gosh. Well, so anyway. Well, so, yeah, we also have a very specific and direct clip from Trump himself that we'll be sharing after the break. And, you know, this is Trump Tuesday, but we have a DeSantis statement here that, well, because we've been talking about the importance of stopping the child trafficking and you know, the horror associated with child rape and everything that is associated with our open border. Well, it says here that DeSantis announces the signing of a bill enacting the death penalty for child rape. And so, fantastic. Death penalty. That's exactly what we were saying.
Absolutely.
Within just the last 2 days, we were saying they need to have the death penalty. It needs to be, you know, sooner rather than later, you know.
This is nothing. This is exactly what every rational person is thinking.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so to see the legacy media respond with gasps and, oh, this is so extreme, or how they miss what really is extreme, what we're talking about here.
Well, he also had to say that we stand for the protection of children. The only appropriate punishment is the ultimate punishment. And so good on him. Way to go, DeSantis. You know, we totally agree with that. And, you know, I think it should be duplicated across every single state in America.
Yes.
And we're just glad to see that he's doing it. And we have nothing against DeSantis. Trump is the president. That's it. That's just all there is to it.
Right.
And
he's the only one. He's the only one to be president.
You know, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We love DeSantis, though. Everybody does. Everybody that loves Trump also loves DeSantis. You know, and so it's unfortunate that they're kind of being pitted against each other in a competition.
Well, DeSantis chose to say, I want to be president. You know, so
right.
I mean, he stuck his hand in the machine, right?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And so, you know, when you go up against Trump, he's in it to win it. And he is a ferocious, ferociously competitive person. And, you know, really when you look.
Yeah, whether he likes you or not, you're going down.
Right. I think, you know, the best thing that, unless he's trying to make a name for himself. Look, how many, you know, vice presidents are chosen from among the candidates who didn't make it, right?
Right.
You know, Pence, he was running for president along with Trump. Well, Trump picked him as his vice president. You know, and,
right.
You know, it goes all the way back. So maybe he's trying to, he knows Trump's going to win. Maybe he's trying to put his hat in, you know, his name in the hat to be picked as vice president.
I would love to see that. You know, I also would like to see Carrie Lake, to tell you the truth, because it doesn't look like anything is happening for her in Arizona.
Oh, I have an update here and I'm looking forward to getting to it.
Oh, good. Well, so surprise, surprise.
Yes.
Awesome. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the word of the day.
Let's do.
Before, you know, too much slips away
before
from us. Like before we're, you know, I don't know, 14 minutes into the show or
there
something.
There we go. Right. Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Psalm 145. Verses 1 through 13 that read under the title, A Song of God's Majesty and Love. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised,
yes.
And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. You shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works.
Yes.
All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. And that's it.
That's very cool.
It's so nice to read that.
That's such a positive thing.
It is. It's positive and it's wonderful. And it's what we're looking forward to.
Yes.
You know, where not a darn thing that you're going to be thinking about or seeing is going to be anything short of miraculous.
Yeah. It's going to be full of glory. His glory.
His kingdom. His glory.
Yeah. There will be no fear. There will be no betrayal. There will be no intrigue and sneaky, slimy deals and lies.
No deception. Yes.
Right. Just what a great thing to look forward to.
And again, just like it says in the end of Revelation, that we're saved from deception. We're finally saved. When he comes back, he saves us from all the deception, all the lies.
Yeah.
And who would ever think that that actually feels like it hurts, you know, that a lie could hurt you and make you feel like it actually hurts you. But it does.
Right.
After having to live through so many lies, it's hurtful. It's a hurtful environment. It feels awful. And so it's true. When he comes back and rescues us, he rescues us from the lies.
Yeah.
You know, and so what a beautiful blessing and a beautiful picture that bit of scripture paints. And the word wealth in my Bible describes or elaborates on the word bless, which the Hebrew word for bless is barak. And it means, well, to bless, to salute, congratulate, thank, praise, to kneel down. Barak is the root word from which Baruch, or blessed one, and Barakah, which is blessing, are derived. Berek is knee, and is probably the source of those words. In the Old Testament times, one got down on his knee when preparing to speak or receive words of blessing.
Huh.
Whether to God in heaven or to the king on his throne, from God's side, he is the blesser, the one who gives the capacity for living a full, rich life. The first action of God, the Creator, to the newly created man and woman was to bless them. And the Aaronic benediction from Numbers 6:22 through 27 epitomizes God's promise of blessing to his people. In Jewish worship, God is frequently called HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, or literally the Holy One. Blessed is he.
Huh.
And so it's just a little bit of elaborating on blessing.
Yeah.
And that's also something that I've always kind of wondered of, how would we as people, you know, I myself, how could I possibly bless God? Right. You
right.
know, how is that even, how can,
by
how
praising
can
him.
Someone, you know, yeah, someone made
yeah, something
a play.
That someone like us could praise him. And it would even be a blessing to him.
Right.
Someone so magnificent, so powerful, and God.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know, that anything could bless him.
Right. And so
it's,
you think about
really something.
What, you know, when his countenance is lifted up upon you, like they're saying in Numbers 6:22, may your countenance be lifted up upon us, where he keeps his face directed towards us because he likes to watch what we're doing.
He's, right.
You know, we're not chasing him away with our sin where he has to hide his face from us, right?
Right.
Where it's a blessing to watch us doing his will.
Right.
You know, I think that's probably the best way that we can bless him is that would make him happy is do things that he loves.
Yes.
You know, and it's cool to think of something like that
right.
as well, you know?
Yes, it is. All right, well, we better take a break here real quick. And once again, that scripture comes to us from Psalm
145, verses 1 through 13.
145, verses 1 through 13. All right. Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
Indeed. Okay, let's take that break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get you rapture ready so you don't get left behind, so that you'll be part of that great return when he comes back for his bride, the church. And you can learn more about that at JesusAppears.com. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
It comes from China. It comes from China.
It comes from China. Oh, good morning, Patriots. Welcome back. This is segment two of the Morning Commute. Thank you guys for those of you who support us. We're very grateful and we are listener supported. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab. You'll find several different ways, and hopefully one that works for you to be able to support us and keep us on the air. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got a couple cool things going on. I've got Carrie Lake, but first, you've got this clip.
Yes, I've got this clip from Trump. He's being interviewed by Greg Kelly from Newsmax, and he's got quite a bit of very important things to say, of course, with vowing to launch a commission that will declassify and publish all documents on deep state operations. Can't wait for that. And he says that Absolutely. He will create a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all the documents, including the spying, the censorship, the corruption, all of it.
Outstanding.
So, that's something to look forward to. Listen now.
Revelation that this was incredible, that 51 intelligence agents totally lied. I think it's treason. They totally lied just before the election, right before the vote. They lied and they said that the computer, which had all crimes on it, was Russian disinformation. 51 top people, the top people in the country, they lied. I actually think it's treasonous. And by the way, that's just another way that they cheated on the election. They cheated in many ways.
You should revoke. Would you revoke their security clearances? A lot of these people still, they're contractors. They're still intelligence professionals, and they have access to our secrets. Should they lose that?
The security clearance of every one of those people should be immediately revoked. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Revoke all of their security clearances. No doubt. The deep state is terrified of the thought of him getting in.
Oh, yes.
As president. He's going to be a different president this time around.
Yep.
He's not going to be a guy trying to feel his way around and getting to know who he knows who all the players are.
And thinking that he can win over all of these deep state people. Yeah.
The first time he had a plan to go in there and make America great.
Yep.
I think even he said he underestimated the depth of how far the corruption goes and how widespread it is.
That's
across
right.
all of our agencies and entities.
And how far they are willing to go.
Absolutely. Which brings up the next thing. There's no end they're willing to go to make sure he does not become president. And that's the scary thing. I mean, look what they did with COVID and the power grab and the massively orchestrated coup that took place that stole the election from him. That's child's play compared to what these people are willing to do to ensure he doesn't get in. So It's definitely a battle. It's an uphill battle.
Well, and the cool part is that he's not backing down, nor is he intimidated.
Good.
Not even the slightest bit.
Right.
And the fact that he doesn't even have to do this, he doesn't have to keep being harassed and more or less tortured by this yep. insane machine.
He could
machine,
just go
you know?
Play golf in Scotland for the rest of his life and say, exactly. I was president. I did it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and, yep. You know, so it's, but he's a patriot.
Yep.
He is a true patriot. Yep. Well, speaking of patriots, got this other great piece of information that just came out. I mean, it just popped up from the Gateway Pundit. There's a video, a Gateway Pundit, showing fraudulent mail-in ballot signatures accepted by Maricopa County.
Oh.
Kerry Lake attorneys are going to expose the fraudulent 2022 signatures in trial court. Footage released by We the People Arizona Alliance shows the fraudulent signature verification standards used by Maricopa County in 2020 and 2022 to steal the elections using illegitimate mail-in ballots with no chain of custody documentation.
Well, now, that's what she's been saying all along.
That's not a clerical error. That is a crime.
Yes, it is.
Actually.
And a big one. And yep. that is great news to hear. But right on the heels of that, there's a great thing that happened this past weekend in Utah. It says, this is reported from a very left-leaning Salt Lake Tribune, that the title says, Election Fraud Conspiracy Events Are Coming to Utah This Weekend. And it says, one speaker has called for the execution of quote-unquote traitors responsible for election fraud. And so reading this article was kind of like reading something from maybe like CNN, you know?
Yes.
But it says, it describes here that Utah becomes the center of Stop the Steal election fraud conspiracy theory this weekend. All I have to say is, God bless them.
Yes. God bless them.
Well, and it was massive. It was a massive event, and everybody's out there saying, stop election fraud, wrapped in American flags. It was very cool.
Very cool. All right. Well, hey, you guys have an awesome, blessed Trump Tuesday, and you be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Thanks for spreading the word to your like-minded friends and family about us.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.